Hello everyone, welcome back to Holding Fast to Faith. I'm your host Brett Hill, and today we have a great message coming out of the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. The title of the message today is Move That Mountain. Matthew chapter 13, if you don't have your Bible, pause the podcast, run back, get your Bible, come back and join me. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 15, Move That Mountain. Starting in verse 1, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. But whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore, speak out of them in parables, because they, seeing not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Church, many people have heard these passages, many people have memorized these passages and know these stories really well. They're very familiar, and people have heard them for centuries. And in fact, I have preached often to remind the church of the power in the sowing of the seed. The truth is that many people actually hear the gospel, but very few receive it. And out of that few that receive it, even less comprehend it. The seed sowing is sending forth the word of God into a sinful, selfish, self-centered, lost, and dying world. And this is why the parable says that some of the word of God that is sown to the people lands on thorns. That those thorns are the cares of this world, the earthly riches that people run into, that they deal with on a regular basis. They get on your mind, they get you focused on them, and they choke out the word of God, and it becomes unfruitful in your lives. But some of the word falls on stony ground as well, as it was saying. And this is a person who receives the word of God and receives it with joy, but doesn't allow the word of God to take roots in their heart and grow and cause them to bring forth the harvest that it's supposed to bring. In other words, when trials and tribulations knock at their door and the word of God just does not sustain them, they just fall back on what the world has told them because they don't let the word take root and grow. Doubt and unbelief takes over again, and they're right back where they were before the word of God entered into their lives. Now, there's another part of this parable here, because he said those who received good ground, those who received the seed into good ground, are those people who receive the word. They hear the word. They receive it in their hearts. And this is the one who understands what they hear and allows the word of God to grow in their heart and change their life and bring forth the fruit that the seed is created to produce. And they have a great harvest in their life. And as Jesus said, it was 30, 60, and 100-fold differences in different lives. Now, listen, I've preached spiritual agricultural science to you plenty of times, and all of us should by now have a good, decent understanding of how that works in the spiritual realm. Everything that we do is a seed. Every action, every word, everything that we go through, it produces a seed no matter what it is that we do. And listen, do you remember this scripture? I've used it many a times. Be ye not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is true for everybody, the Christian believer and the non-Christian believer. It doesn't matter what your past is, what your belief is, what your denomination or what your faith is. It is true about everybody that if you sow something, you reap something. It's true for everybody, whether you believe it or not. I call it God's intergalactical proven law of physics. I call it intergalactical because that's the only word that I could come up with that tells us that as far as you could see, as far as the best telescope in the world could see past all the galaxies, everything that's created out there is operating under God's law and under His Word, and it everything bends and obeys and bows down to the Word of God, and that is God's proven law of physics, and that will never change, and that is just the way it is, and it doesn't matter if you believe that or not. God is the one that makes that decision. Now, I'll give you a good idea of that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Because if you get out there on the highway and you go to flying and doing a whole lot of speed over the speed limit and you pass a state trooper, you're going to get a ticket. He's going to jump out and pull you over. If you are sitting down at the dinner table with your family and you eat way too much food, you are going to have some stomach pains. You're going to feel full and bloated and you're going to gain weight. You're going to get bigger. That is just the way things is. You reap what you sow. If we live a life of unbelief and we live in sin and we don't change our life, if we continue to live the life that the devil wants us to live, disregarding what God says in His holy word, we will make hell our eternal bed, and that is just a fact. But if we trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation, if we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in time before you take your last breath, if you focus on Him, put all your faith in Him, and give Him your heart, you will make heaven your eternal home. You will spend an eternity with Jesus Christ. That is because you reap what you sow. When you invite the eternal seed into your life, you reap eternal rewards for it. That is the way that God's Word works. Now, with this, I want to read you another passage of Scripture, and that's still in Matthew chapter 13, but we're going to jump on down to verse 31 through 35. He says, "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." Now, has it ever dawned on you why Jesus chose the mustard seed to compare you, His people, the people of His kingdom, why He chose the mustard seed to compare your faith to, why He picked out something, the smallest little seed that He could possibly create and cause to grow? He compared the mustard seed to you, His kingdom. Now, He called us His kingdom. He said, when He came, He said, the kingdom of God is at hand, and He was drawing people into the kingdom. And when you become a Christian, when you ask Jesus Christ into your heart and you receive Him as Lord and Master over your life, you become part of the kingdom of God. And I just wonder how many people have ever wondered why Jesus decided that He was going to compare the mustard seed to you, the believer. I want to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about the mustard seed this day and just let you hear some facts about that mustard seed. Did you know that the mustard plant was first known for its medicinal properties way before we were putting it on Oscar Mayer wieners and on our bologna sandwiches and dipping corn dogs in it? I know some of the folks that's listening on the other side of the world, you may be saying, what in the world is he talking about, Oscar Mayer wieners and corn dogs? Well, that's some of the things that we have here in the United States, but beside that, you may use mustard for all kinds of things, and you may still be using it for medicinal purposes, and that's because it was used for medicine and healing properties way before it was something that we used in the culinary world to build on our taste for the foods that we eat. The Greeks used to use it to cure toothaches, and probably still do, and they also used it to improve the blood circulation. The mustard tree could reach an average height of 20 feet tall and the branches be real close to the ground and be just as wide as it gets tall. The growth of the mustard tree depends on its surrounding environment, just like the Christian does. When we are surrounded by the Word of God, when we're surrounded by good Christian people, when we are surrounded by a good atmosphere of faith and trust in Jesus Christ, our spiritual growth is much better than what it would be if we were out in a desert place by ourselves. And that's why he says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, because iron sharpens iron, and we need to be leaning on each other to help each other's growth. But also, did you know that the mustard seed, more than any other tree out there, has water-seeking roots? Now, I know that every tree out there runs its roots toward the water, but the mustard seed has very aggressive roots. They are designed to dig down and find water in the most extreme hot and dry temperatures and cultures. They will dig as far as they have to go. They will reach as far as they have to go to find that living water to cause themselves to grow. Wouldn't you think the Christian today in the Christian world, once you find out who Jesus Christ is, that you will dig as far as you have to. You will reach as far as you need to reach. You will go out to that living water and get connected to it so that you can draw in that life-giving source that only Jesus Christ can give you, just like that mustard seed will do. That's one of the reasons why Jesus compared us to Christian, those who hunger and thirst after his righteousness. He compared us to the mustard seed. Now, I want to let you know that mustard leaves on the mustard plant, they are dark green color, just like we started out in darkness. In the beginning, God saw darkness on the earth, and he said, let there be light, and there was light, as it was created through the 6 days, the evening, the darkness, and then the day was the first day. It started in darkness, and it went into light. The mustard tree starts out with dark green colors, but as it comes out of the ground, reaches up toward the sun, gets access to the sun, it becomes light just like the sun, just like we do. When we get access to the Son of God, we begin to shine his light and begin to change from darkness into his glorious light. Now, the mustard seed itself, the word mustard, it comes from the Latin word mustum, meaning must or fresh cut grapes, and that's an indicator of new wine. And mustard can grow easily in most soils, but listen to this, church. I want you to know that the mustard produces its most seeds in well-drained and prepared soil, but it produces seeds faster than any other time possible in dry and hot climate and desert-type weather. And I want to tell you something today. The Christian church, when they are under peril, when the heart of a Christian is under stress and they're attacked and they're in their worst time, that should be the time that you realize that you are thriving in the Word of God more than anything, because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am here closer than a brother. I will always give you a life source. When things are at their worst, that should be when every Christian is performing at their best, letting the light of God shine, because the world cannot dictate to you what the outcome of your future is. They don't play in the same ball game that you play in. They're not part of the spiritual realm that you're in. You may be in this world, but you are not part of this world. You produce seeds regardless of what the world is putting the culture around you, the atmosphere around you, the pressure that the world puts on you. The Word of God inside of you will still produce and bring forth the Word and shine the light of God despite what the world looks like, because they do not have the power to dictate the outcome of your God, because he is the one in control of your life. He's the Spirit that gives you breath every morning and gives you the power to praise and worship him. And it doesn't matter if you're in a hot, dry desert place, you've got those roots that will reach as far as they have to go to tap into those rivers of living water that Jesus Christ provides for you. And the climate does not change your atmosphere. Praise God. I'm just so glad Jesus decided he wanted to compare me to a mustard seed so that I could see just how powerful the Word of God is inside of my life. Come on. I want you to know this. Did you know that when you plant the seeds, a mustard seed, that mustard seed germinates within 24 hours? It is the fastest signs of life-giving seed of any other seed out there. It will produce fruit faster than any other. Did you know when you kneel down at the altar and you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, that in a twinkling of an eye, once you ask Him into your heart, you have entered into new life. New life has produced. Your new spirit has begun to germinate, to grow the new tree of life that's inside of you, just like that mustard seed. The bringing Jesus Christ into your life is the fastest sign of life that you could ever find. And mustard trees, they're fast growing. They blossom quickly, and different varieties can reach maturity really quickly. But when a mustard tree matures, it is low maintenance. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of people in your churches today that I've talked to for many a years that they say they've been serving God for 25, 30, 40, 50 years. And listen, every time you turn around, they got to have somebody talking them in to come to church. They got to have somebody talking them through a scripture in the Bible. They've always got to have somebody there to pick them up and hold on to them and guide them to church and talk them into being okay and patting them on the back and saying, oh, it's going to be. Listen, the mustard tree, when it matures, when the Word of God matures inside of you, you don't need somebody else holding you up. The Spirit of God draws you to His house. The Spirit of God draws you into His Word. The Spirit of God draws you down on your knees and causes you to want to speak to your Savior, causes you to want to spend time with Him, and you don't need somebody talking you into it and trying to drag you in. And that's the maturity of the Holy Spirit working through you and causing you to live for Him despite what is going on in your life and despite the outside atmosphere that's going on around you. You don't need a lot of maintenance because the one who controls everything is living inside of you, acting out His life and carrying out His will within inside of you without any outside help, praise God. And that's another reason we should rejoice, because of the mustard seed being compared to us. Now, I want to tell you today that the mustard plant and its seeds, they're used as appetite enhancers because they have high levels of fiber in them, lots of vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin A, potassium, selenium, and calcium. These seeds, praise God, they don't contain any cholesterol. Somebody ought to rejoice over that. You don't have to worry about gaining weight eating mustard. But they just have trace amounts of vegetable fat and a small amount of protein. So the leaves of the mustard plant are so rich in phosphorus, calcium, vitamin B, copper, and magnesium. And this tells us right there that it has been proven over and over because of the high contents of nutrients and antioxidants in the mustard itself. It's believed that it helps prevent illness and diseases like arthritis, hypertension, asthma, cancer, and other things like that. It has healing properties inside of it, just like the Spirit of God that came into you and gave you life. It has healing properties. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel and heal the sick and raise the dead. That's the power of that mustard seed of faith working inside of you, children of God. You have healing powers and properties inside of your body. Come on, somebody out there has got to be getting this comparison by now. Jesus made a comparison between you, the kingdom of God, and this teeny weeny little bitty insignificant seed. Why? Because it's the fastest germinating seed out there. That's the process of seeds developing into new life. It's the least of the seeds, but it becomes the largest of all herbs, because Jesus said, whoever is the least in my kingdom, they will become the greatest. The mustard leaves start out dark, but they lighten up and mature as they grow, because Jesus in His scripture said, He pulled us out of darkness into His glorious light. And listen, you can grow and mature anywhere. But the law was brought so that the trespass would increase. But where sin increases, grace increases all the more. Listen, a mustard seed produces a big harvest in hot and dry places. And the scripture tells us that He turns deserts into pools of water. You just can't outthink the Lord our God. You can't come up with a scenario that'll trip Him up. Listen, the mustard roots are designed to aggressively seek out water. And the scripture says, for he shall be a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf will be green all the time and will not be careful in the year of drought. Why? Because she'll never cease from yielding fruit. Why? Because of them water seeking roots that you have. It doesn't matter how bad life looks like, you've still got the abundance of life from those rivers of living water flowing from the throne room of heaven up through your root system into you, producing producing the fruit that Jesus Christ wants you to produce. Praise God. Come on. You may be small in size, but you've got an enormous source of nutrients and antioxidants in your life, to the extent that the source of life inside of you provides healing and gets rid of sicknesses and cancer and things like that in the people around you, because we can call the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and believe that God will remove these things. The Bible says that His word never comes back void, and we can do those things because of the power of Jesus Christ inside of us, church. Jesus said we are the kingdom of God, and He has compared His kingdom to the mustard seed to give us an idea of what kind of life-sustaining power resides within us, the believers of Jesus Christ. Come on, church, I want to let you know today, not to mention that life-giving source of abundance of nourishment for the sick, health and rest for the weary, healing for those bound by cancer and things like that. I just want to remind you today who lives inside of you. Can I remind you today the powerful resources that you already have access to, if you would just stop and pay attention to what is going on inside of you, read the Word of God and study and find out just what you have access to, what is living inside of you now since you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Man, when you really truly know who's living in you, when you really truly know what you have access to, you have no limitations except the ones you put on yourself. Jesus compared you to a mustard seed for a reason, church. So I want to let you know today, it should come as no surprise when Jesus told us in His scripture that if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain that you are facing, come on, you can say to this problem that you are facing in your life, you can say to this circumstance that is holding you down, that wall or that addiction, those chains that you're bound to, you can speak to these impossible situations in your life and say, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and they have to be gone. Why? Because of the power that Jesus said was in the mustard seed of faith that is inside of you. Think about those parables He was sharing. Then toss in the power of Jesus Christ to it and let that word come alive inside of you. You've got to get this, church. Come on. A mustard seed. I want to tell you a little story about faith moving mountains today, because a mustard seed could fall on the rocky, jagged edges of a mountain. A mustard seed could fall out there on the rocks. And I know that it seems an impossible thing for a seed to find such a rocky place. Many of you out there listening to me, you know what mountains look like and all those rocky clefts look like. And it would just be crazy in the human thinking to go up in these rocky places and start trying to plant some seed to get you some harvest to come out of it. But when a mustard seed falls on rocky, jagged edges, it may seem impossible that anything could grow in that environment, but the wind could be blowing, the rain could be coming and tossing that seed all over that mountain, and it will bounce from rock to rock. It'll move from little place to place, but it will eventually, because of the size of that mustard seed, because the seed is so full of life and expectation, that seed will eventually find a crevice to get itself down inside of. That seed will eventually find a place that has got some soil. It will get through the cracks of life's opposition, and it will shimmy down between those rocks, find soil, and it will get through into the soil and take root and find that living water. It will dig down and move from rock to rock and dig under it and across it, and it will eventually find that life-giving source and find access, and it will begin to grow and begin to push through the life circumstances that it's placed in. And though the cracks of adversity and tragedy in life are there, and the rocks are pushing in on it, and you would think nothing can grow in between these great big rocks that you are piled up with. Some of you may have some opposition in your life, some walls that are built up so tight around you that you just don't see that you could ever get out of them. You don't see that they will ever change, that you're always trapped in this adversity that you're living in. But when germination begins in that small little mustard seed size of faith, life begins and begins to come forth and bring out those seeds, and that life comes forth. The leaves begin to find the sun, and the sun begins to shine shine down on those leaves and change them from darkness to light. And the rock begins to be pushed out. Why? Because the tree gets bigger and bigger and cracks the hold on those rocks, cracks the crevices and pushes them away from them. And the rocks give way to the new life that is growing and coming forth. And before you know it, there's a great big tree standing there where those rocks weren't held you, once caused you to have captivity. There's a great big tree standing there that's bringing forth more and more seeds. Why? Because it's in the most adverse place that it can, so it produces more seed there than it ever would produce anywhere else. And now the seeds are falling off of that tree everywhere, all over the side of that mountain. And those seeds too, they find themselves a crevice. They find a place that they can get down into soil. They begin to grow. They begin to push the mountain aside. They begin to tear the whole mountainside out and push the rocks of adversity in your life away and grow and cause the tree of life to grow up in your life. And before you know it, there's nothing but good ground around you. The rocks are gone. They've been tore down. Listen, I want to tell you today, church, you don't know what the power of Jesus Christ is in your life. You don't need to concentrate on how big the mountain is in your life. Don't focus on the heavy rocks that's in your path. Let the seed of Jesus Christ and the faith in your heart do its job. Let the roots in you find that living water today. Trust in God's process and let Him move that mountain out of your life today, church. You need to lean on what Jesus has said about you. You have the faith of Jesus Christ. You've got the blood of Christ applied to your life. You have that mustard seed of faith. It is going to grow. It's going to push down the walls of adversity in your life, and you will have that life and life more abundantly. The mountain has to move when the maturity of the seed grows. Amen. You may be having troubles in your life. You may be facing some issues today that you thought was just impossible. But I want to tell you today, I come to encourage you today that you need to allow the seed to do its job. You need to allow the Word of God to do its job in your life. Trust in that seed. Let it grow. Let it push the rocks of adversity out of your life and see that life and life more abundantly that God has for you. You can make it. You can live the way God wants you to. You can have that freedom He wants you to have. Just plant the seed. Let the Word get in you. When life seems like it's got more troubles than you got answers, get into the Bible and cause the seed to grow. You'll push the rocks out. The Word will cause them to move. The mountain will fall down for you, church. I want to pray with you today. If you are facing adversity in your life, you need to know that Jesus Christ's Word, it is true, it is dependable. You can always come to Him. It will never come back and disappoint you, church. You need to trust in the process and trust in the seed that He has given you. Heavenly Father, God, I just pray today, God, that the listeners that are here listening to this podcast, God, that they, whatever adversity they're facing, whatever problems in their lives that they've got going on, whatever negativity that's going on in their mind that's telling them that they can't make it, that they're just not enough, that I can't measure up. God, I pray that You begin to send Your Holy Spirit to their heart. Let them find out about this mustard seed of faith and what You have said about them and the power that they have to tap into that living water that You provided to push out the adversity of life, no matter how big it gets. God, Your Word never comes back void. It always accomplishes what it is sent out to do. Lord, I pray that that takes root in the listener's heart today. Father, that You would get hold of their hearts. Cause Your Word to come forth. Cause them to have the positive thinking that You need them to have in their hearts, Lord. That they too would lean on that faith. That they too would lean on Your Word and trust in Your process and begin to seeking out that living water in You. God, begin to lean on You for the answers. Lord, nothing is impossible for those who trust in You. Father, I pray that that grows in their life. Lord, that it would take over the circumstances, that the tree would outgrow the problem, that the tree would outgrow the adversity. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, push away their problems today. Push away their circumstances today. Let Your Word overcome and take root and destroy the mountains that's in their lives today. Father, I pray and ask these things knowing that when You hear me, that I believe in You and I trust in You and You answer every prayer. Father, that lives are changing today. Lord, that circumstances are falling away at the wayside today because of faith in You and putting our trust in You. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask these things. Amen. Praise God. Thank You for tuning in today. Thank You for trusting in the Word of God. Share this with other people. Don't just be sitting around holding on to the seed by yourself. If you want to harvest, you got to plant something. Get out there and share this word with other people so that your harvest can come in too. Amen. Let the word of God go forth and do what it is meant to do in your life and those around you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and we will see you on the next one.